not legal. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the city of Pittsburgh and a police officer on behalf of a man cited for disorderly conduct who made one infamous one-finger salute. David Hackbart made an obscene gesture to a driver who blocked him from backing into a parking spot. He says that he heard someone yelling at him, so he did it again, only the person yelling was a cop, much to Hackbart's dismay. However, the ACLU spokesperson Sarah Rose says the gesture is clearly covered by court rulings and the First Amendment. Here's to raising your voices and fingers in defiance. Even though Lindsay Lohan spent time in rehab, she doesn't consider herself an addict. She tells Allure magazine that she decided to enter the beautifully named Wonderland Rehab Center at the suggestion of her therapist. Lohan says, it's so weird that she went to rehab and that she would die before going to rehab. But she says once she got there, she just felt safe. And one night led to a full month, which she said was great. But she adds, she doesn't know if she's necessarily an addict. For those of you worried about how this will turn out, you can most likely count on another over-detailed reality show while the rest of us count down the days until this craze is over. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In central Wisconsin weather, today will be partly cloudy and increasing clouds as the day goes on, with a chance of thunderstorms in the late afternoon, highs in the middle 70s. And into the night, it will be a little rainy with lows around 50. Currently, it is 68 wonderful degrees outside. I will have the top five teams, the point values from hour 39 and question one of hour 41 of our trivia 38 after this trivia focus.
Hi, this is Jesse with 90FM. What is your team name?
Real Me Shades or George W. Bush.
And how did you get that name?
We were just trying to think of a recent topic. With Britney Spears shaving her head, make fun of the president too a little.
Do you have a mascot?
Yeah, we got my little dog. He's part beagle and part Pomeranian.
Would you look like Britney if you shaved him?
Yeah, probably.
How long has your team been playing?
Well, this is our first year, because we just bought a house, so.
Does your team have a theme song?
I guess my wife says, oops, I did it.
Alright, so how many players are on your team?
14 to 20.
Who's your most colorful teammate?
I'd have to say me.
Why is that?
Because I know I have fun. I get a little crazy every once in a while. Doing some strange things, you know, maybe running around the house, you know, not fully clothed.
So what station do you tune into mostly?
WWSP 89.9,
90FM.
I'm
going
to have to say
89.9. All right, 90FM. Good job. I'm proud of that. WWSP here. And so what do you think is Oz's weakness? What is his kryptonite?
What is Oz's weakness? His hair.
Does he make any kind of interesting noises?
So what, I'll go to yelp. I can get him to do it, though, but... He's right over. Oh, that was a little yelp.
You sound similar to Britney, right? All right, well, thank you very much.
No problem.
For 90FM's Trivia Focus, I am Jesse Salcido.
And I'm Shelley Law.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 39 of Trivia 38 are as such. Question 1 was worth 45 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 15 points. Question 4, 20 points. Question 5, 40 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 75 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 39 of Trivia 38. Question 1, 45 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 15 points. Question 4, 20 points. Question 5, 40 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8 was worth 75 points. The top 5 team standings as of hour 39, question 8, are in 5th place with 6,520 points is the ugly, undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 6,810 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 7,300 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 7,875 points is Tin Man. In 1st place with 7,945 points is Return of Sloopy X tied with Network. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is An Inconvenient Rhino. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for the hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is An Inconvenient Rhino. And now on to question 1 of hour 41. Trivia 38. Trivia returns. Where did Max Bialystock meet Ula? Once again, question 1 of hour 41, Trivia 38. Where did Max Bialystock meet Ula? Good luck.
I was walking up 6th Avenue when Balloon Man came right up to me. He was round and fat, spherical, with the biggest grin I'd ever seen. He bounced on up toward me, but before we could be introduced,
middle of question one, hour 41. That question once again, where did Max Bialystock meet Ula?
54-hour trivia marathon, just not enough for you? How about 54 hours of the Beatles? It's Beatles Fest, May 4th through the 6th on 90FM, your only alternative. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question one, hour 41. That question once again, where did Max Bialystock meet Ula? The answer, public library. Once again, the answer for question one, hour 41, is public library. I now have the Trivia Stone Group B, clue number nine. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number nine. From where you are now, go past the bike rack. Hey, Dave. Now turn right. Go past the Arizona City and the Blowing Face. Now turn left. Go past the blue doors and the red octagon. Now turn right. Go past the mill, the crane, and the chimes. What can Brown do for you? Now turn left. Hey, Frank. Now turn right. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number nine. From where you are now, go past the bike rack. Hey, Dave, now turn right. Go past the Arizona City and the Blowing Face. Now turn left. Go past the blue doors and the red octagon. Now turn right. Go past the mill, the crane, and the chimes. What can Brown do for you? Now turn left. Hey, Frank, now turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in grant
in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, Dreamweaver's Bridal, Experience the Difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com, Applied Tech Solutions, Inc., removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703, and Hoffman's Hobbies, your sports authorities, 3001 Michigan Avenue, 341-3867. Moving on to question two of Hour 41, the host of The Late Late Show claims that he does not like a particular popular snack food because it smells like hamsters. What is this snack food? Once again, question two, Hour 41, the host of The Late Late Show claims that he does not like a particular popular snack food because it smells like hamsters. What is that snack food? Good luck from all of us here at 90FM. In the middle of question two, Hour 41, that question once again. The host of The Late Late Show claims that he does not like a particular popular snack food because it smells like hamsters. What is that snack food?
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, but I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose. Lay down and caress you with your toes. May your wife be flagged with a runner in her hose. Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, "Hey, the bird of
one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, we'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question two, hour 41. That question once again. The host of the Late Late Show claims that he does not like a particular popular snack food because it smells like hamsters. What is this snack food? The answer, popcorn. Once again, the answer for question two, hour 41, is popcorn. Moving on to question three of hour 41. Gordon, who is one of three heirs to Mrs. Edna Cramdilly, has a vehicle that he uses to bore to the core of the earth. Even though it is not the type of vehicle that would be considered street legal, it happens to have a license plate on it. What word is printed on that license plate? Once again, question 3, hour 41. Gordon, who is one of three heirs to Mrs. Edna Cramdilly, has a vehicle that he uses to bore to the core of the earth. Even though it is not the type of vehicle that would be considered street legal, it happens to have a license plate on it. What word is printed on the license plate? We are in the middle of question 3, hour 41. That question once again. Gordon, who is one of three heirs to Mrs. Edna Cramdilly, has a vehicle that he uses to bore to the core of the earth. Even though it is not the type of vehicle that would be considered street legal, it happens to have a license plate on it. What word is printed on that license plate? Good luck from all of us here at 90FM.
Welcome, Bill, don't you walk up?
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 3, hour 41. That question once again. Gordon, who is one of three heirs to Mrs. Edna Cramdilly, has a vehicle that he uses to bore to the core of the earth. Even though it is not the type of vehicle that would be considered street legal, it happens to have a license plate on it. What word is printed on that license plate? The answer, gear. Once again, the answer for question 3, hour 41 is gear.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Moving on to question 4 of hour 41. According to Roger O. Thornhill, what does the O stand for? Once again, question 4, hour 41. According to Roger O. Thornhill, what does the O stand for? Question 4, hour 41, that question once again. According to Roger O. Thornhill, what does the O stand for? Good luck from 90FM.
Kids and animals too. kids think from the tales we ran through. We'll sleep at a roadside in the soft green grass, and in squares won't buy. We'll mend them paths. You'll be the queen of my highway. My motorcycle mama, we'll see the world from my Harley. And maybe in a year or two, we'll have a little one. She looked just like you. We'll add up a sidecar, electric guitar. It will be a trio. The baby makes 3-0. Tell your daddy and your mama too. You got something better to do. Stick around, I have the rest of your life. You're 18, you can be my wife. You'll be the queen of my highway. My motorcycle mama, and we'll see the world from my Harley. And we'll see the world from my Harley. And we'll see the world from my Harley. And the chain don't break.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 4, hour 41. That question once more. According to Roger O. Thornhill, what does the O stand for? The answer, nothing. Once again, the answer for question 4, hour 41 is nothing. Moving on to question 5, hour 41. The home court for the University of Oregon basketball teams has a two-word phrase printed in yellow in the lane area at each end of the court. What is that expression? Once again, question 5, hour 41. The home court for the University of Oregon basketball teams has a two-word phrase printed in yellow in the lane area at each end of the court. What is that expression?
No drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder.
there in the middle of question five, hour 41. That question once more. The home court for the University of Oregon basketball team has a two-word phrase printed in yellow in the lane area at each end of the court. What is that expression?
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me.
From Chickatickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she heard her bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. I romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
The fact, man, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question five, hour 41. That question once more. The home court for the University of Oregon basketball teams has a two-word phrase printed in yellow in the lane area at each end of the court. What is that expression? The answer, the pit. Once again, the answer for question 5, hour 41, is the pit. Moving on to question 6 of hour 41. We got Oz running in here. What's the scoop?
Oh, I'm going to make you late now.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, a few things. I want to thank Rudy's Red Eye. Wait a minute. Let's see here now. I have to do this correctly. Okay. Little Caesars Pizza, 343-2333, 2501 Church Street. Pizza Hut at 341-4500 at 417 Division Street. For food that came in last night, the reason I didn't ask say anything last night is because I lost the cards. Topper's Pizza, 342-4242, 249 Division Street, Stevens Point, and the South Point Restaurant at 341-2340, 3057 Church Street. And U.S. Cellular and Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids. Also, what's going to happen is you're going to see on the next posting of scores, all of the questions that were thrown out of the contest were thrown out in the last hour. Okay, so all of those point values went to 0 points. Some teams are going to notice a huge, but a decrease in their point totals. So just be prepared for that, okay? But everything is back on track. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Moving on to question 6, hour 41. This feature film was based on a television miniseries. Promotions for the film included the following. She's paying all she can for secrecy, but the price just went up. What is the name of this feature-length film? Once again, question 6, hour 41. This feature film was based on a television miniseries. Promotions for the film included the following. She's paying all she can for secrecy, but the price just went up. What is the name of this feature-length film? Good luck from all of us here at 90FM.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
We are in the middle of question 6, hour 41. That question once again. This feature film was based on a television miniseries. Promotions for the film included the following. She's paying all she can for secrecy, but the price just went up. What is the name of this feature-length film?
Botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, botcha me, bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boca piccolino, when you kiss me, and I'm a kiss to you. Tra la 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 loo. To me, my baby, ba ba bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe for you, squeeze me and I'ma squeeze you. Tra la 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 loo. Be you bye oh, be you boo. Won't you botch you botch you me? Be you bye oh, be you boo. When you botch you me, I botch you and everything goes crazy. Ba ba botch you me, babino, ba ba bo, bo. Boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 li. Me, I botch you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, botch you, me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes, and maybe for you, squeeze me, and I'ma squeeze you. Tra la 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 loo. Be you, bye, oh, be you, boo. Won't you botch you, me, kiss me. Be you, bye, oh, be you, boo. When you botch you, me, I botch you. Come on, you kiss me, eh? Ba. Baccia mi bambino, ba ba bo, 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 co piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 la, be you bye, oh, be you boo. Baccia mi bambino, baccia mi.
That's nice. Phone phones down in the back. That is the end of question 6, hour 41. That question once more. This feature film was based on a television miniseries. Promotions for the film included the following. She's paying all she can for secrecy, but the price just went up. What is the name of this feature film? The answer, The Last of the Power Seekers. Once again, the answer for question 6, hour 41, The Last of the Power Seekers. Moving on to question 7, hour 41. On the back of an album is a picture of the band members sitting in a diner. Each of the members is holding a newspaper while being served. The newspapers they are reading include Glasgow Herald, Manchester Evening News, and Oxford Mail. What is the name of this album? Once again, question 7, hour 41. On the back of an album is a picture of the band members sitting in a diner. Each of the members is holding a newspaper while being served. The newspapers they are reading include Glasgow Herald, Manchester Evening News, and Oxford Mail. What is the name of this album? Good luck from 90FM. Question 7, hour 41. That question once more. On the back of an album is a picture of the band members sitting in a diner. Each of the members is holding a newspaper while being served. The newspapers they are reading include Glasgow Herald, Manchester Evening News, and Oxford Mail. What is the name of this album?
Thank you.
schedule of question 7, hour 41. That question once more. On the back of an album is a picture of the band sitting in a diner. Each of the members is holding a newspaper while being served. The newspapers they are reading include Glasgow Herald, Manchester Evening News, and Oxford Mail. What is the name of this album? Good luck from 90FM.
Oh, there's a tavern in the town, in the town. And there, my true love sits him down, and he drinks his wine as merry as can be. And never, 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 never thinks of me. Very, very well, for I must leave thee. Do not let this parting breathe thee, for you know the bitty, 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 bitty bits of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, so I shall hang my heart on the weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee.
He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night they used to spark.
Used to spark.
And now my love was true to me. Take that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. And remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Phones down?
Phones down in the back room. Phones down in the back. That was the third song. We did cut it off and back after the second song.
Oh, sorry.
So, you ready to go with the next question? Question number 8? Okay. Why don't you read the answer to number 7?
Right.
What was that?
Answer for number 7 of hour 41 is Breakfast in America. Once again, the answer for question 7, hour 41, is Breakfast in America. Moving on to question 8 of hour 41. Big screen character Eugenie Cheney had a nickname that friends often used when referring to her. What is that nickname? Once again, question 8, hour 41. Big screen character Eugenie Cheney had a nickname that friends often used when referring to her. What is that nickname?
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know? I'm the bird. Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
We are in the middle of question 8, hour 41. That question once more. Big screen character Eugenie Cheney had a nickname that friends often used when referring to her. What is that nickname?
If you need someone to count on,